This is a segment from The Annex, an academic sociology-themed podcast. For more, visit us on the web at theannexpodcast.com. So yesterday, the UN issued a report that said that more than half of the planet's richest countries, that includes Canada, Australia, South Korea, the US, much of Europe, they're not cutting carbon pollution. In fact, I read a report that said they're further behind their 2030 targets than they expected to be, or than they were previously. So things are getting worse. And the report said that countries are going to have to triple their efforts to reach the 2 degrees Celsius target by 2013. And I don't know which countries you follow. I know that in Canada, people are turning against Trudeau over a carbon tax. And in America, it's just finished. I mean, I don't think we're going to see any progress on climate change. But like 2030 is what, 12 years away?
Yeah.
And like, we're going to have 2 more years of a Republican president. So it's 2021 before there's a White House that's willing to do anything. I don't want to be partisan about it, but realistically speaking, I think that's the situation.
Right.
And I like to put that in perspective. You guys remember Bjorn Lomborg's book, The Skeptical Environmentalist?
Oh, yes.
That was 17 years ago. Okay. 12 years to 20. Remember Al Gore's movie?
Right. Yeah. Yes.
That was 12 years ago. Okay. Yes. So like that's how long between now and 2030 is, that's how long there is. And there's supposed to be some really serious consequences, right? Like apparently I heard like Midwestern farms are going to produce like 75% less corn and like the ocean's going to acidify. People are going to be displaced. There's predictions of disease problems. So I'm
And we're seeing all the natural disasters.
Are they tied to climate change? Like have they determine that like these extreme weather events are a product of climate change?
I think quite a few of them have been tied to climate change.
I think it's impossible to say that, or most scientists would not say that any specific one is, but it seems like the consensus from what I've seen is that at least the uptick in the number of these massive natural disaster type events is likely related to climate change.
Yeah. And also things like, you know, hurricanes, right? Not so, and they can't say like exactly that the rise in the number of hurricanes has to do with climate change. But there are certain things like, you know, the fact that like some of the hurricanes, rather than like moving quickly, will escalate and then just hover over a certain spot for, you know, for a certain amount of time, that has actually, that's been correlated with the rise in sea temperatures.
Yes.
So,
well, this has me feeling quite hopeless.
Yeah. Like,
so is climate change coming? Like, is it just going to happen? Because that's what it's looking like.
I mean,
to me.
I think there are still things that can be done, but, and I've forgotten the demographer who put out this model, but there's the idea that the environmental impact is a function of population size, affluence, and technology. And so folks who've been taking this perspective have seen growing world populations, fortunately seen the growing affluence of world populations, right? Particularly thinking about China and India and the massive uplift of folks out of poverty there. That's a good thing, but it means that people are eating more meat, that people are driving more cars, that large parts of the world population have a higher standard of living, and that often produces carbon.
So they're polluting like us.
The T part of that is technology. So we have seen big changes in technologies which mitigate some of that impact, but those changes in technology are not keeping up with the growing affluence and demand for things like diets that produce more carbon, transportation that produces more carbon, etc.
Which, you know what I mean? Like part of me actually believes that if we put higher value or higher dollar signs on technology that would help to reduce carbon, you know what I mean? We'd have all these young kids who are about to get out of college instead of trying to find the next big social media platform, right? They'd be working on this.
Yes, they would be. Yes. And so I think there is a role here. And I hate to say anything that is inevitable because history proves that's not true, right? There have been many points in the past where people have predicted some upcoming disaster that they thought was in impossible to avoid, that then there was some great development that really turned everything on its head. Mm-hmm. At the same time, we know it is hard to turn things on their head, and getting the world population all on the same page is not going to be easy. And it also seems deeply unfair to me that we say to populations in middle income countries that no, they can't use these technologies because it's going to hurt the earth. And yet folks in the richest countries like us in the US or folks in Canada, it's okay for them to, right?
Mm-hmm. Or it's okay that we actually made it so that you can't.
That's right. That's right.
So if you were advising, let's say we expect it to happen, what are, you know, what could the sociology have anything to contribute to, like, either helping us head off a disaster or helping us adapt to a climate disaster? Like, where can we help?
I think we need to be very aware of the fact that this is going to unequally impact the least advantaged, both globally mm-hmm. and within our own societies. Huh.
Yeah. And I think also as sociologists, I think that we actually can play a role in commenting on, like, what I really, really believe is this late stage capitalism era, right? Where we need to actually think about ways to actually better respond and better create incentives to doing things for good, right? How do we create market incentives, right? That can actually do good things, right? As opposed to simply allowing this thing that's called the market, right. That says that we all have to be disinterested and we all have to be following our own self-interest and then let the market say, like, what the value of a thing is, and there will go. I mean, like, who could have predicted 40 years ago that a thing like Twitter, right, would have the valuation that it does? You'd be like, oh, that's a cute thing, kid, mm-hmm. right? You know what I mean? Like, somebody go make me a new Xerox machine, mm-hmm. right?
And clearly the market for low carbon products and technologies that mitigate carbon effects, those are impacted by government policies, government incentives, the structure of markets, all of these things that we do have some control over or could. Mm-hmm. And the U.S. and other wealthy industrialized countries need to take a leading role here.
Yeah.
Those technologies are going to be developed here.
I think that's mm-hmm. I think the U.S. leadership role is a thing. You know, from a Canadian...
Well, too late for that.
But there could be private incentives here, too. Or California. Some of our states could be building incentives, even if we're not building them at the federal level. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. For more, visit us on the web, theannexpodcast.com.